Preparation for the lesson 10, number 8, Chet. Bala Sulam, letter 13. Indeed, I feel all of you together that today has been replaced with tomorrow. And instead of now, you say later. There is no cure for this but to exert, to understand that mistake and distortion, that one who is saved by the Creator is saved only if he needs salvation today. One who can wait for tomorrow will obtain his salvation after his years. God forbid. This happened to you due to negligence in my request to exert in love of friends, as I have explained to you in every possible way, that this cure is enough to recompense for all your faults. Again, indeed, I feel you all together that today has been replaced with tomorrow, and instead of now, you say later. There is no cure for this but to exert, to understand that mistake and distortion, that one who is saved by the Creator is saved only if he needs salvation today. One who can wait for tomorrow will obtain his salvation after his years, God forbid. This happened to you due to the negligence in my request to exert in love of friends, as I have explained to you in every possible way, that this cure is enough to recompense for all your faults.
שאלה לסדנה פעילה. מה זה אומר ישיג שכלו לאחר שנותיו?
Question for an active workshop. What is the meaning of he will obtain his salvation after his years? What is the meaning of he will obtain his salvation after his years? Active workshop.
Will obtain a salvation after his years is that he won't implement the desire he got from above. The point in the heart. That he won't implement it in this incarnation.
That he won't be able to reach the quality of bestowal in this life cycle.
That's why not to miss out on this incarnation and not become numb, that I'm on the correct way. He has to enter the ten, integrate, get a great force from them, see how they push him ahead.
And this attainment only depends on the merit of love of friends.
This whole excerpt speaks about a person used to just postpone the prayer and do anything else except for that. And beyond his years, probably towards the end of his life, he suddenly realizes that he didn't do the real work his whole life. And the whole life is just past. We can help each other to not reach that state.
There is hastening time and in due time. And if a person doesn't care about the friends to be aimed towards the goal during the lesson, towards the Rav, the center of the group, then in that case he goes in due time. And then when there is an ascent of according to the general program, then he ascends. But otherwise, he has to always work in love of friends. And his mind exists in the connection between us.
It's like those pictures you see on Facebook with a guy digging and gives up a second before he reaches the diamond. So we have to give up, not give up, and just keep digging deeper, start the work new every day, and expect salvation.
I also suddenly thought, like David, that his years, meaning his changes, that either his changes will happen in due time or in hastening time. If he awakens the dawn and be like a rooster rather than a bat.
Yeah, and man can't attain anything on his own. It's just an illusion.
What is the cure that is enough to recompense for all our faults? What is the cure that is enough to recompense for all our faults?
As Baal HaSulam explained already, that love of friends is enough for everything.
Rav also explains it to us in all 70 tongues that this is the only place to make the effort to ask for the friends and not to postpone that. And the effort itself, the nagging, the relentless, that awakens the light. We have to renew the covenant, the arvut, that we each think of everyone, that no one will disconnect, that everyone will be in this prayer.
Because in this mutual prayer, we are actually building or trying to build something that can cover the shattering that took place. That's the process the Creator is expecting of us. That each one can see the other as part of his future, of his spirituality. That's true love of friends. That we are willing to be here for you.
It's interesting that he connects the concept of remedy and love of friends. Because love of friends itself is not sufficient. We have to come to the addition of the light that reforms from it. That will fill the lacks and the gaps between us.
And then man discovers that the 10 is his soul. And he's ready to pray to the Creator for them. Then this love of friends becomes a remedy, and through that he can draw the light that reforms and come close to the Creator.
If I begin to perform the action, the exercise that Rav gave us yesterday, that I engage less in self-love, and in that form that is around me, then I become this really conduit to the Creator. That's the only way.
Yeah, the part started that whoever gets salvation from the Creator is only who needs the salvation today. And love of friends, it's something that's here and now that you can measure in your feelings, not in your mind. Because it's not relevant for the mind anymore.
So let's not miss out on the opportunity, all of us together with the friends watching us all over the world. Let's decide that the time is now. Let's not wait to attain our salvation after our years. Let's make the most qualitative effort. There's a very great light in front of us, and all the world wants this, and with the Creator's help, it will succeed.
Amen.
Hashem echad u elokeinu u avinu u malkenu vehu yoshienu vehu yashmienu veracham avsheni Israel, Hashem Elohim.